Okay, our Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis is it's a technical daf. There's a lot, not so many technical sugas halacha lemaisa, but the Gemara says Tan Rabban Masrim Al Ilanos Bishar Shnei Shavu Al Aboros Vel Shichin Vel Amoros Afilu Bishvias. So the Gemara says they would sound the alarm, either they would daven or sound the shofar for trees if it was not raining during the other 6 years of the 7 year Shemitah cycle, when you're allowed to work the land. But not during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to, they wouldn't fast or daven if it wasn't raining during the Shemitah year for the trees, because you're not allowed to work the land. However, says the Gemara, if there's not enough water to fill the cisterns and the ditches and the caves, so they'll sound the alarms, they'll sound the shofar and fast and daven in order people should have water to drink. Just because the Shemitah year doesn't mean Klal Yisrael should be thirsty. So we'll daven for rain in such a situation. So Rashi says, we always need water to drink. No reason not to have water. And even if asking for this water is going to incidentally help the land grow, derech agav, I'll daven for rain so I should have water to drink, but it's also going to help the land grow during the Shemitah. Rashi says it's fine, not such a big deal. So it seems from the Gemara that not only is physical work usur during Shemitah, but also ruchnistic work is also usur during Shemitah. The implication seems to be they're not allowed to daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should rain, that your land should grow and be successful during Shemitah. I know it's not a Shemitah year, so we don't think about these things unless it's not a Shemitah year. Then during Shemitah year, everybody wants to learn Hilchos Shemitah. It's not a Hilchos Shemitah year, so then everybody forgets about it. But here it's on the daf. So it seems to be, from this Rashi and this Gemara, they're not allowed to daven for rain in a Shemitah year because it's going to cause that the land's going to grow and do better. And if I'm going to daven for that field, it's going to be as if Alpi Ruchnius, Indian Skuli, I'm going to cause the land to grow. So Rav Naftali Bombach has a sefer called Giva Salavona, and in the back there's a sefer called the Kuntras Nesala Giva. And in Osud Gimel he discusses the issue of doing Malacha on Shabbos B'derech Nes. If I daven or something happens B'derech Nes and I have some sort of, you know, miraculous thing and Malacha is done Alpi my Ratzon on Shabbos, is that considered Chil Shabbos? So he writes that he was having a conversation with Rav Mordechai Aryeh Haberman, who was the rabbi of Vienna, a very interesting personality. He survived the Holocaust. He became a rabbi in Brownsville after the war. He had a shul there. And there's a biography about in him in the Kovei Tadarom, Lamed, the 30th printing. Kovei Tadarom is the Torah journal of the RCA. I don't know if that comes out anymore, but they used to put out a Torah journal. So he was talking to this rabbi, Mordechai Aryeh Haberman, regarding our Gemara, and he suggested that Rashi is not telling you that it's usher to daven for rain during the Shemitah year. That can't be. That's crazy. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. It's not me. So he says that there's two aspects of Shemitah. There's the mitzvah lo saseh of working the ground, but there's also mitzvah saseh of vinitashta, that you have to allow the positively allow the land to rest. So he felt that the idea of Shemitah, the land should be hefker, and you don't want to work the land. If I dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it should rain on my field, so what I'm saying is that my being mafker the field is not a real hefker. I can't take something and say, oh, it's hefker, and then say, oh, but I kind of really want it in the back of my heart. If I'm going to tell you that the land is hefker during Shemitah, then it has to be belave shalem, that I don't want this land, in order to fulfill the mitzvahs asay of being mafker my field, making my field ownerless during Shemitah. If a person gets up on a fast day or in his davening and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know it's the Shemitah year, but I want it to rain in my field because I want it to grow nicely and it should be good for next year and the field should not end up being so bad. So then that is a simen that it's not a real hefker belev. It's not a real ownerlessness that you're throwing out there regarding Shemitah, because you're davening over that it should rain. And therefore he says, it's not an aspect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing work for me. It's a lack in the mitzvahs asay of making your field hefker during the Shemitah year, belev shalem. And that's what Rashi is trying to serve here. But it's not usher to daven, it's just a pegam, it's a lesser form of fulfilling its mitzvahs asay. So I saw that Rav Zilberstein writes in the Cheshukei Chemen on Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel that maybe Rashi is in line with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvahs Kuf Yud Beis, who says that Amira LaNachri is usher regarding Shemitah. I can't tell a guy to go and work the land for me during Shemitah. And perhaps this is the same idea as davening. That's a bit dachak. I don't see what the comparison is between Amir al-Nachri and a Kadosh Baruch Hu watering my field because I davened him. I think it's two parshios very further apart, but that's what he suggests. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, who was dying of Eidah Charedis, so he has a tshuva in Cheleches and Simon and Beis in response to Rav Yochanan Sofer, who's the Rav Erloi, regarding this issue. Listen to what he says. He says, Hine Lefini as Daiti. He says, in my humble opinion, Hayanir Ledaktik Midivri HaRush. He says, if you look at the Rush and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Desvar Le Degam B'Shvias Masriyan. We don't paskin like this sheet in the Gemara. We paskin that we do sound the shofars and daven aneinu and fast and do all the things during Shemitah. Came to Lashon HaBrais and moved B'Shas, because the Gemara here in Tainis, Sham B'Divrei Tanakama Masriyan HaYilanos B'Shar Shnei HaShvi, the Shvua, that you do it in all the other, only in the years that are not Shemitah years you can daven. And even in those non-Shemitah years, we do for rain to have drinking water in the Shemitah year. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says A, B, and C. The Rush and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavka Fayin Hey. Hishmitu hachiluk bein shar shnei hashavua bein shnas hashvias. When they cite this halacha, they are never differentiating between a Shemitah year or a non-Shemitah year. Shemami not disfar le'idein l'chalik. Our Gemara is not l'halacha, says the Minchas Yitzchak. And therefore he says, Pashit, you're allowed to daven for rain during the Shemitah year. V'kasher banosi b'svarim, when I looked in the svarim, I saw the kafachayim and the sefer chukei chayim, gagin, simen dalid, de'ei noagim b'Yushalayim l'sanos agishmei baros, that the minhag was never to fast in Yushalayim to have rain in the wells. V'kamako misanim b'shnas ha-shmita, al-tziris kusham ba'avur ha-tvua, they would fast during the Shemitah year for the grain and the things growing in the field, al pi rav chesed David, based on Tosefta and Tainus, ar kan dvarav. V'chein asinu habadatz, and he's writing this because he represents the badatz eid charedis of Yerushalayim. So the Rav Erlai was complaining to him, how are you guys having events and fast days in the street and hafganot and all these things when it's not raining during Shemitah? What about a Gemara and Tainus? You can't do these things. You can't daven for rain during the Shemitah year. So he says, the Badas Eid HaChareditz, Halacha Lamais Lefnei Shvuayim, Be'erech, 2 weeks ago, Shahayat Tziris Kusham, there was no rain, Upirsamnu, La'amar Tzvila Al Gesham. We told him, you have to daven for rain, even though it's a Shemitah year. With Hashem's help, he should accept our tefillos. And the merit of keeping the mitzvah of Shemitah, nizka shirkum brichas haTorah, we should merit the blessings of the Torah. And he says, therefore, comes out halacha lemaisa, even though there's a Gemara and Tanis and Rashi, so it's not a problem. So we come out at the end of the day, two reasons why you can daven for rain during the Shemitah year. First of all, we don't paskin like our Gemara, as the Minchas Yitzchak says, Mikra din you can. And even if we're going to be machmir for our Gemara, we see that we're not concerned that work that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is as if I'm doing work on the field. It's something totally different, and therefore one can daven for rain during the Shemitah year.